listeners, welcome back to the Story of History podcast. I'm your host, Andres Santiago, and I'm joined by absolutely no one.
I'm joking, this is a cry for help, and I'm actually stuck in Guy Fieri's basement. Please send help. Oh god! I told you that we'd be going to... If you didn't, I would fall for you!
To start out and thank Peppa Pig Preparatories. With schools on all 7 continents, Peppa Pig Preparatories is the best place for your child, no matter where they are. Peppa Pig Preparatories offers a variety of classes, including all the standard classes, along with various electives, foreign languages, and sports. Register your child for Peppa Pig Preparatories by April 20th, and you'll receive $500 off the first year's tuition. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about the intense rivalry between Prussia and Austria, what led up to it, and the effects it had around the globe. One of the biggest things in European history was the Thirty Years' War, which is from 1618 to 1648. So let's jump into that. The so-called Holy Roman Empire was nowhere close to being any of those words. It was a union of hundreds of German states, and there was no religion that was followed by the majority of the citizens. As the north had become mainly Protestant, and the south was still mainly Catholic. The emperor was chosen by 7 German officials, who were simply called electors. Pretty creative name. But, anyways, though it was a powerful name, the appointed Holy Roman Emperor had very little power over the various princes. This power vacuum, along with the religious disagreements, all boiled over into conflict that would alter the course of Europe's history forever. Still all started in Bohemia with the Catholic king Ferdinand. He wanted to suppress Protestants and make the power of the royalty greater than that of the nobility. Many disagreed with his ideas, and 2 protesters eventually threw some nobles that supported him out of a window in May 1618. This event, which was called the Defenestration of Prague, sparked a revolt that Ferdinand worked to suppress. As the opposing sides looked for support, this conflict grew to be a conflict around Europe, not just in Prague. Ferdinand was elected to be the Holy Roman Empire the following year, 1619, and he was backed by Spain, Poland, and a variety of other Catholic countries. With his new power from his position and newfound supporters, Ferdinand tried to push back the Reformation using force. Early in the war, he defeated the rebelling Bohemians and some of their Protestant allies. This loss alarmed other Protestant countries like the Netherlands and Sweden. The panic of these countries caused them to send troops into Germany. Before long, many countries began fighting for their personal advances, and not just religious purposes. An example of this is when Catholic France joined forces with Lutheran Sweden in order to fight against the Catholic Habsburgs. Along with all the fighting between the countries, armies of mercenaries went around villages and pillaged crops, burnt down houses, and killed mercilessly. And on to these murders, famines and diseases were also affecting the population negatively. Wolves roamed areas where villages once stood tall. And so, as you're likely thinking, these series of wars and fighting led to loss of many lives. Historians estimate that nearly a third of those in German states died. May they RIP in peace. Thank you. lost themselves. And in 1648, the various countries finally signed a series of treaties with each other that were collectively called the Peace of Westphalia. These treaties worked both to solve problems from the war as well as other international conflicts from beforehand. France was a clear winner between all the countries, and because of that, they gained land from Spanish and German fronts. The Habsburgs suffered a bit of a loss, as they had to accept the total independence of various princes within the Holy Roman Empire. And another significant change is that both the Swiss Federation, which is presently Switzerland, and the Netherlands earned recognition as independent states. The 30 Years' War left German lands divided into more than 360 states, which was referred to as one state for each day of the year. Although the states all acknowledged the rule of the Holy Roman Emperor, they were all extremely different, as they all had different governments, different currencies, different churches, different armed forces, and different foreign policies. Although they could be one of the most powerful countries if they came together, the various states remained divided for another 223 years. Despite the fact that they were weakened by war, a family called the Habsburgs still wanted to create a powerful empire. They began to add the Bohemia, Hungary, and parts of Poland and Italy to their land. Trying to unite these lands was difficult, as they all had different cultural divisions and geographical divisions. By the 1700s, the Habsburg Empire had German, Slavs, Magyars, and many other cultures. They were divided by their cultures, laws, politics, and a lot of other things as well. Despite attempts to fix problems and revolts, the Habsburgs could never make a true centralized government, like other countries. Charles VI of Austria faced a problem in the early 1700s. His only child was a woman named Mary Theresa, and although she was capable of ruling the lands herself, no woman had ever been the ruler of the Habsburg Empire. Before his death, Charles VI made various European leaders pledge to stay loyal to his daughter when she inherited the throne. However, shortly after Charles' death, many of these leaders went back on their promises, including Frederick II of Prussia. He took control of a wealthy Habsburg province called Silesia, and this overtake led to the War of Austrian Succession, which lasted 8 years. Mary Theresa set off to meet with Hungarian rulers to ask for military support. And although the two countries had not been especially friendly to each other in the past, her plea was so compelling and convincing that they pledged to aid her. Britain and France later came to help her as well, as they didn't want Prussia to affect the so-called balance of power. Although she never forced him out of Silesia, Mary Theresa did succeed in strengthening the economics and politics of the empire. She also earned more and more trust and support from her followers and people by sustaining her empire despite the fact that she's a woman. She forced nobles and clergies to pay taxes in order to help with the weight of taxes and labor services off of the citizens. Time that Austria was making a powerful Catholic state, a region called Prussia began emerging as a new Protestant power. The Hohenzollern family ruled land throughout northern Germany in the 1600s, and after the Peace of Westphalia, various Hohenzollern rulers united and put their lands together to create Prussia. Hohenzollern rulers set up a strong and efficient national bureaucracy. Frederick William I was a Prussian ruler who came to power in 1713, and he earned the loyalty of other nobles, called Junkers, by giving them positions in the army and government. This tactic that he used cut down the nobles' independence and gave him more control. Frederick also had strong beliefs on military values and thus created one of the best-trained armies in Europe. Due to its strong military, Prussia was strong enough to challenge Austria by 1740. Frederick William I made sure that his son, also named Frederick, was trained in the art of war. As he wrote, "His tutor must take the great pains to imbue my son with a sincere love for the soldier's profession, and to impress upon him that nothing else in the world can confer upon a prince such fame and honor as the sword." Much to his father's dismay, Frederick II preferred playing the flute and writing poetry. Frederick I hated these pursuits, and treated the young prince so terribly that he made plans to leave the country. And Frederick I eventually found out about these plans. And so, like any good parent, he placed his son in solitary confinement, and later forced the prince to watch the friend that had assisted his plans be beheaded. The military trainings that Frederick II was forced to endure had a very strong effect, and he used his army brilliantly after becoming king in 1740. He seized Silesia from Austria, sparking the War of the Austrian Succession, and afterwards continued to use his army to force other countries to recognize Prussia as a great power. His military smarts earned him the name Frederick the By 1750, Austria, Prussia, France, Britain, and Russia made up the great European powers. This assortment of nations formed various alliances to maintain the balance of power, and though nations sometimes switched partnerships, two rivalries stayed. Prussia and Austria battled for control of the German states, and Britain and France squared off to develop their developing overseas empires. As you might expect, these rivalries sometimes boiled over into worldwide conflict. The best example of this is the Seven Years' War, which lasted from 1756 to 1763. The Seven Years' War was fought on four different continents, with Prussia, Austria, Russia, France, and Britain all battling. These five countries all battled in Europe, and Britain and France also fought in India and Africa, and it was fought as the Indian and French War in North America. When the Treaty of Paris ended these wars, Britain had a huge empire, and changed Europe's balance of power for the next hundreds of years. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of the Story of History podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Andres Santiago, and I will see you probably never again, because I hope I don't have to make a podcast again in my life. Bye!